For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The only people who don't get time off this time of year are pro athletes and those that bet online. With NFL, bowl season, and NBA in full swing over the holidays, BetOnline isn't taking a second off to make sure you have all the up-to-the-second odds, news, and info. BetOnline has all the sports wagering info available you need with both desktop and mobile access. Head there today to get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Tiger fans, welcome back to another episode of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. I am the Corey C. Got KC 1400 in the building as well. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. We don't want you to miss a single episode. You can find us everywhere you find your podcast, the Apple Podcast app, the Google Podcast app, Spotify, and of course YouTube. So be sure to follow the show and tell every Tiger that you know. And remember, when you support Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club, it all helps the cause. Ken Clark, what's that cause?
D.I. Love, Jackson State University. Man, we everywhere, man, based off what you just said. Just go everywhere you can find a podcast, man. You should be able to find Tiger Talk. What's
somebody
up?
Somebody told me they just Googled Tiger Talk and we were everywhere. And they found us on some places that I didn't even know we were. So just Google Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club.
Hey, what that tells me, we working, man.
We won't stop it, man. We got a good one today, man. This is a young lady that we've always wanted to have on the show. She's doing some amazing things with our football program. She has a great relationship with Coach T.C. Taylor, and she's just such an asset to the program. But it expands beyond Jackson State. So I think It's time to bring her on, Ken, for her to tell her story and let the fans kind of get to know her.
Tiger Nation, we want to welcome Ms. Shayle Mitchell, by title, Chief of Staff, and Assistant AD Football Operations. Welcome to Tiger Talk.
Shayle, welcome to Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. Finally.
Awesome. Appreciate the opportunity. Thanks for having me.
Hey. Glad to sit down with you. We've talked this a whole lot of times, but this is one I was looking forward to. I just think the fans are going to be excited to get to know who is Shayle.
Right.
What's to Shayle? But happy to have you on Tiger Talk. Let's get rolling.
Awesome. Absolutely. A lot of the fans, they see the face whenever they see you, you're moving around. You never still, you know, you're so busy getting the job done. So we appreciate what you do. But it's time for you to sit down and kind of let the fans know who you are, what you're about. And I think they're going to be very, very impressed with who you are. There's a lot that we can get into, Shayle. But first, just give the fans a quick intro. Just let's take it back to the Michigan days. Let's hear about the hometown, the high school, shout them out, the college and things like that.
Awesome. Well, I am Shayle Mitchell, Flint, Michigan native, graduate of Flint Northern High School, home of the Mighty Vikings and state champions. I am excited to continue to, you know, blaze the trail within athletic administration and off the field leadership and professional development within my career. So hometown, Flint, Michigan. I mean, I can go on and list a number of people I'm sure you all are familiar with and aware of. And I'll start with my big brother, Fernando Smith, you know, Shug, as you guys know him here at JSU. So a lot of athletic history, just living a legacy and appreciate being here.
Wow. Oh, man, that's Flint, Michigan. It's, you know what, without even thinking about New Breed, you think about so many just legends in the sports world coming out of Flint, man. And I won't even try to mention too many of them, but let's talk about you growing up in Flint. How'd you get into sports? Talk about the sports scene in Flint, because it's such an impactful thing when you talk about, like, even the basketball world. I'm a big fan of I was a big fan of Tom Izzo, Michigan State, you know, and just kind of would watch his program because I like disciplined coaches, and you just seen a lot of rich talent come through that program out of Flint. So let's talk about how you got into sports.
Oh, man, got into sports at a very young age. My mom was like a sports fanatic, same for my dad. They played softball, football, basketball, track, you name it, cheer, you name it, my parents did it. So, you know, it was within my blood. And at the same time, you know, from an elementary school, my elementary school didn't have a sports team. So I had to play on another local elementary school team. So I was kind of, you know, a free agent before free agency, so to speak. But I gained a lifetime of friends and family who I grew up with in sports to middle school and high school. Some on my state championship team, and friends and family for life. So I played softball, basketball, track and field, and you know, went to college at Bethune-Cookman University on a basketball scholarship. So very blessed, and just a continuation of just, you know, showing my appreciation through sports and athletics.
I think you're being a little bit humble when you talk about that background, because I've done the research. You played multiple sports, but let's talk about this basketball thing. I heard you were pretty good, and you said a state champion, but I think it was back-to-back championships. So.
Back-to-back state champions, 2005, 2006. My teammates were some beacons in the WNBA with Deanna Nolan and Tawana McDonald, who attended the University of Georgia.
Wow.
Yeah, so I mean, my teammates, you know, above me and younger than me, we had a squad, as the kids say. Yeah. And we didn't play no games. We went undefeated for almost two, maybe three seasons.
Wow.
My teammate Tawana McDonald won Miss Basketball. No, Deanna won Miss Basketball. Tawana should as well, but you know, politics in the state of Michigan. But we had a squad, and it was a great opportunity for me to participate in that.
That's impressive. I mean, I played basketball. A lot of people look at me now, they think I was a defensive lineman, but no, I got buckets. You say, I still can get it now. You know, I still can go.
I'm
a little short, but man, you know, I didn't know this. Many times we've talked, I didn't know you went to Bethune-Cookman. And that's my fault, you know, because, you know, but I will ask you this, because we were going to ask you, were you SWAC, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm almost tempted to not ask that, Corey, because if you listen to Buddy Pugh talk about FAMU, who's going to the Celebration Bowl, he said, no, that's MEAC. You know, Bethune is like FAMU, has always been MEAC. But now they're in the SWAC. Talk about that, you know. Bethune-Cookman, your Bethune-Cookman days. How impressive is that? You know, from Michigan, Flint, Michigan, down to Daytona Beach, Daytona Beach, Florida, to Bethune-Cookman University. Talk about those days back when you were playing ball.
Definitely contrasting weather.
Oh, man. I loved it. Because it was the beach. I hated it because I was so far away from home. But at the same time, it made me mature and grow up very fast. It made me connect and meet with people. We weren't able to go home holidays because more than likely we had a basketball tournament. If we were to go home, it was maybe 48, 72 hours because we had to be back because we have a tournament after Christmas, Thanksgiving. I mean, you understand, you know, as former student athletes, but it was a blessing, you know, to be a, you know, legacy of Dr. Mary McLeod Bethune and the leadership at Bethune-Cookman University. I'm very blessed to attend an HBCU and be a graduate, you know. So I didn't take that lightly. Had an awesome coaching staff, my assistant coach and Leah Fudge. Her son is actually, we saw him in a carriage when she had him. Now he plays for the LA Lakers. It's just a blessing, and I'm thankful for all of my opportunities, not only in Flint, but also being a student athlete at Bethune-Cookman University.
Wow, and it seems like you had an awesome time there and did some impressive things, really kind of cemented your name and I guess kind of the history books at Bethune-Cookman, because you were selected for the BCU 40 Under 40 Award, right? So
yes.
Tell us about that. When was that, and what is that honor all about?
Oh, my gosh. 2016 was crazy for me. We were inducted into the Greater Flint Sports Hall of Fame. At that same year, we were in the MEAC Championship when I was the Director of Football Ops at North Carolina Central University. On top of that, I was selected for the 40 under 40. So literally the night before our championship game versus North Carolina A&T, I was in Orlando, Florida at the Florida Classic getting my 40 under 40 award. That next morning, I had to fly back in for the championship versus North Carolina A&T, which we pulled it off. So 2016 was pretty crazy for me, but in a good way.
Man, that's impressive. The more I hear, you know, it just goes to show. Corey, she's starting to really, you know, get us to see the how the dots are connected with your relationship with Coach T.C. Taylor. And I'm thankful to have you on because I'm really getting a full scope of that. But let's talk about, you know, post college, right? Mm-hmm. Was it always your, you know, your dream to stay in sports or work in sports in some capacity?
Yes, of course. I knew early coaching wasn't my thing. Behind the scenes, the administration and operations role was kind of my cup of tea. So I took that route. And plus, I was able to kind of be that buffer between the coaches and the student athletes. I was still able to travel across the world. My first job was at a Power Five at University of Arizona. So for me to, again, go across the country, but still loving what I do, seeing some of the monumental campuses and organizations that you see and hear in the record books. I was out of Arizona when Coach Lou Olson had his 24th NCAA appearance, like those type of things. So things you read about, then you just kind of, oh man, that's great. But being a part of it. So it's those things that I don't take for granted that the sports world gives you the opportunity to experience.
Right. And just from what I know about you, I know you're very forward thinking. So talk about your career. It's after you left Bethune-Cookman, just mapping out your career and putting together a game plan. Because I know it was very strategic in terms of the steps that you made and the decision. So what was the thought process behind it?
Oh, wow. For me, my initial goal was to become a director of athletics. I knew early on that you had to have a little bit of experience in everything. That's academics, that's compliance, that's facilities, that's financing, that's fundraising, that's cultivation with donors, and, you know, experience on various levels. So I was very strategic of the jobs that I was able to take and be a part of to give me that experience to be considered for a director of athletics in the future, as well as my education. So I was very strategic in the things that I did and the roles that I had to set me up for success to be that director of athletics, assistant commissioner, you know, conference office, maybe some consulting. Everything I've done in my career has been kind of well thought out for me to have that experience and for me to be able to eliminate. We love her, but we wish she had this experience. So I kind of bring that up for them.
That's very well said. You talked about, you know, kind of being over in Arizona, starting off in that space. Let's talk about some of the other stuff. Can you expand that for us? Let's talk about some stops along the way. Mm-hmm. You're at Jackson State now. We hope you stay as long as you like. Don't try to go nowhere no time soon. But anywho, but let's expand from Arizona up to Jackson State. Let's talk about some of the stops along the way.
Okay, awesome. Well, my first stop was University of Arizona. I served as the director of basketball operations for Hall of Famer coach Joan Bombassini. From Arizona, I went back to Bethune-Cookman to serve in an academic capacity. I was the athletic academic coordinator for men and women's basketball, softball, and baseball. Quite a few championships there through Coach Melendez from the baseball team and Coach Laura Watton, Hall of Famer as well for softball. From Bethune-Cookman, I went to University of Memphis. I started off in football administration. I worked for Larry Porter and inherited Justin Fuente. And then from there got promoted to the athletic director's office. I inherited R.C. Johnson, who was retiring at the time, and to Tom Bowen. And then from current athletic director at West Virginia, Ren Baker, worked directly for him in University of Memphis, external relations, alumni relations, financing, marketing. And so that was a great opportunity to work with Ren Baker. From while at University of Memphis, I worked with Jerry Mack, who's the assistant coach right now at the University of Tennessee. Right. And throughout the years, we stayed connected, stayed in contact. He became the head coach at North Carolina Central University. So when he was named the head coach at North Carolina Central University, he reached out for me to be his director of football operations. So that's the connection from Memphis to North Carolina Central University. while at North Carolina Central University, as they say, the band was all together. That's Jerry Mack, that's T.C. Taylor, that's Quinn Bellarmine, that's Jonathan Bradley. That's now Jermaine Gales, who's joining us pretty soon. You name it, that was where the band played, so to speak. While at North Carolina Central University, our three MEAC championships, we had the awesome Quinn Bellarmine was our quarterback at the time, became our graduate assistant, as well as Malcolm Bell, Hall of Famer, as well as Carl Jones, who was just nominated into the North Carolina Central Hall of Fame, along with Ryan Smith, who was our NFL draft pick from North Carolina Central University, played for the Tampa Bay Bucks, the LA Chargers, but they all were just inducted into the North Carolina Central University Hall of Fame. So I'm very proud of that as well. While at North Carolina Central, I was selected by the NFL for the Women's Careers in Football Forum, which was out in Phoenix, Arizona. Went out there, connected with Troy Vincent, Rod Graves, Sam Rappaport, Vanessa Hutchinson, all of the greats of the NFL league office. So when I returned back from North Carolina Central University, stayed connected, the NFL league office kind of had some change up in administration and staffing. By then, I was promoted at North Carolina Central University under female director of athletics, Dr. Ingrid Wicker McCree. I was her assistant AD for internal operations and the assistant senior woman administrator while at North Carolina Central University. So during that time, I was got a call from the NFL league office. As they say on ESPN, you got the call to ball. And that's what I did. So I went to New York. I worked directly under Executive Vice President Troy Vincent. In the football operations unit, specifically managing our HBCU relationships, our HBCU Careers in Football Forum, our HBCU Experienceship Program, which I helped create. So I'm very proud of that, as well as the relationships with all of the four HBCU commissioners for the HBCU Careers in Football Forum, which was normally held with the Celebration Bowl in Atlanta. So a lot of legacy moments at the NFL League office that I helped create. And opportunities for different HBCU students to work at different club teams. Some of my legacy interns have worked at different clubs. One in specific was Nick Stegman, who went to the Kansas City Chiefs. Now he has two Super Bowls. So very proud of the legacy that I was able to lay at the NFL league office under Troy and Roger. And just continuing to pour my heart into the young professionals at HBCU schools, as well as administrators, for various leadership and professional development opportunities. And from the NFL, I went back home. I ran Dan Gilbert's HBCU relations at Rocket Companies and continued to lay the legacy for leadership or professional development through paid internships and master classes and opportunities to our HBCU institutions, and served in that role out of Detroit. From there, again, as you know, T.C. Taylor became the head coach at Jackson State University. Again, the bat phone rang, as well as Don Taylor being on the phone to say, hey, come on with us. We need you. We appreciate you. And that's how I became the chief of staff for Jackson State University.
Wow. I mean, again, I mean,
I'm glad you got to go next, Corey.
I don't even know where to go from that. That is so impressive, man. How fortunate are we to have Mr. Yoselle Mitchell at Jackson State? I mean, you see the bio online, but when you see a person's bio online, specifically Yoselle's, I mean, it just doesn't do any justice. There's no way you can capture all that. So just hearing it, it's like, it's unbelievable. You know, when as I hear you talk, you know, we hear things, we hear all the success, we hear, you know, promotion, we hear elevation, we hear, you know, being a pioneer in certain aspects. So when you see that, you see, again, all the success, but what you may not see or hear are the potential obstacles that I'm sure you've gone through, especially as a, you know, woman in sports. You know, that's kind of the term that we hear. And not only a woman in sports, but an African-American woman in sports. But when we talk about women in sports, I think that's almost like a sorority in itself nowadays, right? So what would you say were some of the challenges, if any? I'm assuming there were some that came along with that, and how were you able to kind of successfully navigate through the industry as a woman in sports?
Definitely some challenges, a lot of prayer, and it's been helpful for the people who I've worked with and work for in these opportunities to have success and have support to serve as a woman of color in football. It hasn't been easy. I had the support of my family, moving across the country and chasing my dream of working in sports. Hasn't been easy. At the same time, it's the unbeaten path, you know, and if it was easy, everyone would do it. But for me, it's been a blessing. You know, it's tough kind of, you know, establishing not only your credibility, but also who you are and what you do and what you stand for, as to why I keep Don Taylor very close to me. You know, Don and I were very close at North Carolina Central University because I took care of the coaches' wives. So it wasn't a new thing for me coming to JSU. It was just kind of like just put the puzzle piece down. So for me, being a woman of color, you have to demand your respect and show your credibility. And that's what I did from the get-go. I'm not one to, you know, do you know who I am and look at my bio and Google me. I'm not that type of person. At the same time, when you find out who I am, you have a better understanding of why I move the way that I do. So for me, it's a testament to say I don't have to prove anything to anybody. As long as T.C. Taylor's good, as long as Ashley Robinson's good, I don't have a care in the world here at Jackson State University. At the same time, for me across the country, you get those looks, or who's she, or why she with the coaches, and why she wearing what they're wearing. And you get all of that. You know, they think I'm the athletic trainer. They think I'm the cheer coach. They think, you know, everything but football operations. At the same time, I'm pretty sure you know my name. You just don't know my face with a name. So, and that's fine with me because I don't need to be seen. I don't need to be heard. As long as my team looked good, they had a great meal, the hotel went well, the buses work, and we there on time, and we get the win, I'm doing 100 miles an hour.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, you know what? Corey, before you even went into that, and we'll move it forward, but I have to say this, though. I was thinking about, as you're running through your resume, I'm saying, why not Jackson State? Why not an HBCU? You know, like we deserve this as well, you know. But I also thought about this, Jashelle. You were basically highlighting, we say this all the time, that relationship capital is the greatest capital in the world. This is something that when the young, you know, the young adults and even some of us full grown adults, I guess I could say, when we see that, it talks about the importance of relationships and how if the relationships weren't there, you know, with Coach TC, as well as, like you stated, Ms. Dawn Taylor, then that couldn't, you know, I'm just impressed by someone with a resume like yourself to get that call, and it tells you that that relationship means something to you for you to come here. It just speaks to just how excellent of an opportunity it is, and to see you here, it just makes me appreciate it even more. Now, with that being said, speaking about women in sports, right? Who are some women, you know, that you maybe, you know, looked up to, or even today growing up, you know, and kind of shaping out your career, maybe some that you idolized and wanted to kind of pattern yourself after, or just kind of looked up to?
Oh, man, it's definitely some champions in my corner. First and foremost, the commissioner, Dr. Kiki Baker-Barnes, for the Gulf Coast Athletic Conference. Mm-hmm. She has been phenomenal throughout my career from sunup to sundown, and she's been instrumental in just me continuing to be level-headed and continue to, you know, do service with a smile. She's been like just one of my best champions. Dr. Renee Miles, who's the athletic director at Fort Valley State University, they're actually playing in their bowl game today in Fort Lauderdale. So she's been very instrumental in my career as well. Like I said, I work for AD of the Year, Dr. Ingrid Wicker-McCree. She retired from North Carolina Central University. Those are the women who I've been able to echo my career and just, you know, be able to get feedback. For me, the commissioner of the CIAA, Dr. Jackie McWilliams, she's been phenomenal example for me. And I don't take that lightly, the relationships that I continue to call on for expertise advice. Dr. Candace Story-Lee over at Vanderbilt, You know, when we had our situation with our kicker, with Leilani Armenta, she's the first person I called because Vanderbilt went through this same process with their female kicker, with Sarah Fuller. So wow. I called up Dr. Candace Story Lee just to kind of get some advice, some best practices, words of encouragement, because just as much as I wanted to be there for Leilani, I wanted to do the right thing administratively. So Dr. Lee was, you know, gracious enough to just pick up the phone and give me best practices of what Vanderbilt did when they had their female kicker. So little things like that, that just, like you said, the relationship capital, you don't take those things lightly. And those have been kind of just gold stars for me to be able to pick up the phone and, you know, talk to various people's various levels across the country to say, hey, you know, what's your advice on how to take this move?
Yeah, you know, we talk about that relationship capital, but I think one thing that we have to point out is that, you know, it says a lot about you and the person that you are, your character, et cetera, for those people to pick up the phone, right? Mm-hmm. To want to, you know, pour into you. That's an impressive list of women who've been there for you, been in your corner, had your back, and again, have poured into you. And knowing you the way that I do, I'm pretty sure you want to pay that forward and pour yes. that, pour into the next generation. So what is some advice that you would give if there's a young lady listening right now who's up and coming and wants to pursue a career in the sports field? What's some advice that you would give that young lady?
Advice I would say, stay true to yourself. Be authentic, have a plan and work the plan. Your reputation is the utmost of importance in how you carry yourself, the work that you do. You know, I tell my student athletes and my staff here, I operate at a high level, not eye level. And what that means, you can't do what everyone else does. So if you want to distinguish yourself or what makes you different, just be sure that you show up and show out. So I definitely, you know, tell the young ladies to, you know, be who you are when no one is watching. At the same time, just keep your name clean and clear. From there, the sky's the limit. Just do your job, do it the right way, and stay persistent. Not a pest, but persistent. You need to build relationships.
That's great advice. Great advice. You mentioned Leilani. Mm-hmm. We made history this year. Leilani, the first female to score in an HBCU football game. How proud of you to be able to be not only a part of that, and then hearing you speak to the behind the scenes part that we knew nothing about. We didn't know there was a phone call made. You know, but let's talk about how proud of you of Leilani as well as the moment that we had.
Man.
Season with her.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Leilani is a sweetheart. We stayed connected. She would stop by the office. I would call, you know, our football ops student assistant, Whitley Smith, was kind of like, you know, connected to her hip. So for us, we made sure she was okay. She had what she needed. She didn't feel uncomfortable. That, you know, we just continued to keep a close eye for her. So we exchanged messages and phone calls. You know, I gave her space and, you know, tried to offer, you know, all type of, you know, advice and experience. I didn't smother her. At the same time, I continuously let her know that you have support. You know, I'm here to assist you. You know, just like I go, you know, sun up to sundown for the male student athletes, I was going up sun up to sundown for her. So I'm very proud of everything that she has come her way, from the communication to the exposure to the NIL deals to the opportunity that she has had since she joined us with JSU football. So very proud of her. I actually have her JSU jersey in pink from Jersey Wave. So I'm a fan and supporter internally and externally for everything that Leilani has going on.
Awesome.
Awesome stuff. Great job with her and just with all of the student athletes, obviously just you having a playing a role in their lives, their careers. That's huge. Especially, you know, with you just looking at your background, we're ecstatic and fortunate to have you because of your background, because again, you specialize in leadership and career development. So that is like the perfect thing to have when you're dealing with these young student athletes. So talk about that and why it's important to you.
Oh man, it's vital. I mean, when you see, throughout my career, I've seen so many students who got there, did their job, did their year, 2 year, 3 year, whatever the case may be, and didn't have a plan. Then they went back home, you know, probably worked a local job or, you know, at home in the basement playing video games. That's okay if that's what you choose to do. at the same time with me, I try to encourage my student athletes to work that plan. As soon as you walk through the door, we have a plan. What are your desires? What are you looking to do? You know, what's your goals? You know, are you trying to move back home? Are you trying to start a business? I dive into these kids on learning who they are, what they do, what makes them tick. So when I see opportunities or internships or I get phone calls to say, hey, I'm looking for A, B, C, and D, I already have in my mind that student athlete who says, okay, I'm interested in this. I want to do an internship. I'm interested in working for Ford, Google, Apple, whatever the case may be. I already have an understanding of which student athlete that I may can recommend for that particular opportunity if they have their stuff in order. I'm not putting my name on anybody who doesn't have their things in place. That's a resume. That's communication. You know, leadership and professional development. Do you have your attire? Do you know how to communicate? So that's why we created the Total Tiger Experience here at Jackson State University, which is our off-the-field leadership and professional development. We've had speakers. We had the NFL player engagement. We had Dr. Smith for Pro Ready. We've had media training with Dwayne Lewis and NFL Media Relations Group. We had those things for a reason, because for me here at Jackson State University, the Total Tiger Experience was the main thing that I wanted them to focus on outside of the X's and O's. For me, making sure they were armored with name, image, likeness, education through our Open Doors platform, knowing the process of what you need to do to get yourself out there, we went through that. And they were armored with all of that education as to why I'm very proud of where the Total Tiger Experience exists today and the education that our student athletes here on the football team have throughout their journey here at Jackson State University.
Great stuff. One thing you mentioned in there, I do want to kind of expand on. You mentioned, you know, name, image, likeness. You know, you're certified in that as well, and you assist students as well as their guardians with the information that they need. Question I have about that is that thing that's still kind of lurking. You sent me some information, and it's so it was some great stuff. Mm-hmm. Share with us what you can in relation to name, image, and likeness, and maybe how we can see, how can we better utilize the information and tools that's in place where we can be able to provide those types of resources to the students as well as the university, how, you know, whatever you can share in that regard, because I'm so intrigued by it, but I really want to hear it from your perspective as far as what you can share.
Oh my gosh, it's vital. The name, image, likeness information, you know, I definitely got my certification through Front Office Sports to just kind of better educate myself as well. I know for us through, you know, rules and regulations, certain things we can and cannot set up or discuss or share with them as to why we do things the right way. So through our compliance department here at Jackson State University, through Associate AD Malone Silver, as well as the senior administration, through the Open Doors platform is who we are partnered with here for Jackson State University Athletics. So one thing that we did educate early for not only our student athletes, but also for our signees is we have an official partnership with Open Doors. It is officially on our athletic website through the JSU Marketplace. Okay, great. What is the JSU Marketplace? The JSU Marketplace is the platform for people such as Tiger Talk, 1400 Club, or mom and pop business here in Jackson or wherever some of the student athletes' respective hometowns. That is the place that you can go to not only look for the student athlete you want to connect with through the JSU Marketplace, through the Open Doors platform, doing it the right way, because our compliance office has already authorized connection through the JSU Marketplace through Open Doors for you to select the male or female student athlete that you want to connect with through that platform, so they can monitor and through compliance and doing things the right way above board. That is the way that you are able to connect with Jackson State University. Very few athletic departments has that platform directly. It's been helpful for us. So as businesses and groups want to, collectives, whatever the case may be, want to connect with our student athletes, they're able to go through the appropriate way of the JSU Marketplace. And all of the student athlete has to do is create the profile. on the JSU Marketplace to list their prices for pictures or appearances or community service events, what their jersey may cost, what their cleat may cost, or appearance at their school. That is where they're able to label who they are, what they do, what their interests are, and businesses can go on and say, hey, I want to go see athlete ABC because they're interested in this, and that's something that we do. Now they can go the appropriate way through the JSU Marketplace, through Open Doors, and connecting directly with that student athlete, because a student athlete, the only thing they have to do is send them their link from Open Doors for them to see their profile, for them to see their interests, for them to say, hey, here's how we can appropriately do business through the JSU Marketplace and Open Doors.
Wow, that's impressive. And, you know, it's funny because you and I have probably spoken a few dozen times. A lot of times it's in passing, but when you really just, and I can, you've had even more in-depth conversations with her, and I know you knew a little bit about the NIL, but when you sit down with someone to have a conversation, it's funny what you can kind of uncover and learn about them. And again, it's just so impressive, and I can't state enough, we're fortunate to have you. Again, typically when we're talking this about Jackson State, so
yes.
I'm glad that you're able to kind of share, because you're so knowledgeable in so many different, you're so versatile, right? Well-versed, I guess, in so many different areas. So it's just been a treat for me just to kind of sit down and hear this. So again, awesome. Congratulations and kudos to you for everything.
Oh, absolutely. No, I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But we do want to talk about some Jackson State football. Of course, we can't let you go without talking about it. Now, you talked about
I'll share what I can.
Absolutely. You told us, you know, how you got there and the relationship or the connection with Coach Taylor, which I'm sure a lot of fans didn't know. But talk about just the experience so far since you've been at Jackson State. What has that been like?
Wow. Oh, man. My experience at JSU. It's been a beautiful experience. I've always heard, but you know, you hear some things. You know, I was again born and bred in the MEAC conference. You know, I know the battles and the competitions and the rivalries and all of that stuff. So to be here at Jackson State University and to see it in person, it's been unbelievable. Just to see you guys, fan support, alumni support, and just, you know, the stands on and on the road and at home. Just the alumni support through the JSU by 40 campaign through AD Robinson and Dr. Monica Lewis. And just some of the support we've had on the road, like the alumni associations at various stops that we had, Atlanta, New Orleans, you know, Baton Rouge, Arkansas, like it's crazy. So for me to see that up front and firsthand, I was always aware of the JSU following through, you know, I guess the street committee, so to speak. But through my education, through my master's and my doctoral program, I was following the FCS attendance. I was aware JSU led the FCS in attendance. I was aware JSU had the highest number of attendance for support. And I was aware of that stuff because that's some of the research and the education that I've had through various platforms. But to be here and see it in person and be a part of it on a daily basis, you know, some stuff, me specifically, some stuff through Coach Taylor or our coaching staff or even our student athletes, it's been phenomenal. You guys have an awesome alumni support, community support. And as a fellow HBCU alum, I think that if there was ever a research project on how alumni associations or strategic communications or community cultivation came about, one of the top five programs you should research is Jackson State University and how that history has been displayed through the test of time. So I'm happy to be a part of it and look forward to continuing to support.
That's great stuff, man. I see you in so I see you in your office. I know it's blurred out, right? And I'm listening to everything. But for someone who doesn't really still understand what chief of staff, you know, AD, so assistant AD of football operations, can you kind of expand in your own words what a typical day
Typical day. Well, for me,
what time do you get started? What time do you get done? What happens in between?
Depends on what Thomas Taylor got going on.
Start with the in season. Let's say we're in season on a nine game day.
All right, let's still go there.
Well, chief of staff for me is everything but coach. Okay. So a typical day, depending on what's going on, starts pretty early, 7:30, 8 o'clock. We're rocking and rolling here in the office. Some of the staff, you know, we start off with a staff meeting just to kind of get the lay of the land for the day, what's going on, the next move, you know, plan A, B, C, and D for the day. You know, again, student athletes, when they're roaming around, you know, assisting them in various things that they have going on. If they need to meet with academics, compliance, professor, you know, I have open door policy. So my kids stop by. I keep snacks on my desk so that way they can come in and talk to me without feeling like, hey, I just need to go see Miss Mitchell. Is they come get a snack. OK, boom. How are you doing? How's classes? How's mom? How's dad? So that's how I can kind of grab them and figure out what's going on with some of our student athletes. Same for the coaches. You know, it's not just the student athletes that I assist and manage. I definitely take heed to my coaching staff of, you know, what's going on, professional development. What do you need? How can I assist? How can I help? Anybody I can call, you know, AFCA convention is next month. So it's not just the student athletes that I manage. So day to day, again, we have staff here. We have video. We have athletic training. We have equipment. Do we have what we need? Our strength and conditioning. You know, it's no day is the same. So we just try to manage everybody, manage expectations at the same time, make sure things still get done to how Coach Taylor wants them done. So it all depends on what's going on, but it's never a dull day, and it's always a great day to be a Tiger.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great day to be a Tiger. Mm-hmm. Now, does that change, or how does that change during the off season? Because the average person may think,
What's that, Corey?
Some people may think, what are you doing now? There's no football. So what does she have to do every day?
Right? We're in recruiting. We still have recruiting weekends. We're still in the jungle looking for Tigers. So there's no off season, Corey. There's no off season.
Gotcha.
You know what, and you guys have been doing a fantastic job of recruiting, and we appreciate, you know, the coaching staff allowing Tiger Talk to be a part of some of this recruiting experience. So, but I know we're talking about recruiting for the 2024 season.
Yep.
I want to get your thoughts on the 2023 season, the inaugural season under the Tacy Taylor era. We finished 7-4. Obviously, we didn't hit our mark. We didn't meet our goal. We met some of them, but not all of them. But just kind of in your own words, in a nutshell, your thoughts on last season?
Building blocks. You know, TC is a first-time head coach. At the same time, he know what it's supposed to look like as a champion. At the same time, he's able to establish his foundation, his goals, his expectations, not only from the student athletes, but from the staff, from the university, from the alumni. So again, it's the first year. You know, I know everybody wants to be at the top of the mountain at all times. At the same time, you can't start at the top. You got to build from the foundation and the baseline. So that's what I look at it. I don't look at it as a bad season. I look at it as a building block for this particular season. We can manage expectations and continue to do things the right way. We'll get to that goal of being, you know, consistent conference champions and HBCU national champions. Just, you know, again, Rome wasn't built in a day.
And speaking of Coach TC, in his first year, give us some inside perspective on him. We know he had a ton on his plate in year one after taking the reins, you know, the roster turnover for starters. He pretty much had to put together a whole roster in a very short amount of time. I don't think people realize that, not to mention all the obstacles and adversity that most people don't even know about, things that we don't even know about, right?
Right.
But he finished the season. You said it wasn't a bad season. I would say it was more than impressive at 7-4. That's very respectable. And as someone who observes him on a daily basis, how do you feel he handled everything as a first-time head coach?
Oh, man. One thing about TC, he's always level-headed. If you don't know him, you wouldn't know what he's thinking, how he's feeling, if he's mad, if he's happy. Yeah. If you don't know, you don't know. And that's what I love about our relationship, of how to read the temperature of what mood he's in or what's going on. You know, same thing for Miss Dawn. I keep a close temperature with Miss Dawn just so, you know, I know how things are going, you know, family things, what's going on. Kids have, his sons have games on Friday. If she's traveling the next day, like, I keep a close pulse to Coach Taylor and the Taylor family, even Mama Janice, you know, coming around as well for the support. So it all depends on the day. I appreciate the connection and the exposure that I'm able to have with my head coach, because again, I want him to focus on X's and O's, and like I said, everything but coach. That's my deal. Hey, this is what's going on. This is what you need. FYI, this Tuesday you have that. Read your calendar here. You know, just kind of keeping him up to date on the off the field activities, but just managing, you know, the team and the coaching staff, and that's what he focuses on. Because everything else, he know I got it.
There it is. So, I mean, quick sneak peek into the future. Not too much. I know Coach TC is managing his staff. Mm-hmm. Like you stated, he's in the process of recruiting with the staff. Mm-hmm. Year two coming up. Mm-hmm. What can the fans expect, in your own words, for year two?
Year two, I just say continue to keep the main thing the main thing. And what that is to me is just that championship mentality on and off the field. And I think that, you know, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And as you prepare for what you're heading to, that you continue to do things the right way, build the right culture, create the right opportunities and game plan like you know you're supposed to from a championship mentality. TC knows what it looks like. You know, at the same time, we're just getting the puzzle pieces together to make sure it's a clear picture.
Awesome. Awesome. Good stuff. Well, this recruiting class, we're keeping close tabs on it. We know you, I say you all, not just Coach TC. I know you play a role in whatever it is in it as well, but we see what you are putting together. So we're looking forward to a big season in 2024. Jashelle, it's been a pleasure. It's been an honor, long overdue. I know we've talked about it for a while, but the timing was right. And I this was more than I bargained for. I knew you were a special person, but I had no idea. So I feel like a fan who's at home watching it right now, not conducting the interview. So we appreciate you.
No, awesome. I appreciate the opportunity. And, you know, thank you guys for everything and all that you do. And, you know, just here all the way up.
But before you go, we always do this when we have somebody on. Drop them social media tags so everybody can come follow you and show you some love. Tiger Nation got to know how to keep up with you. So IG, Twitter, whatever you want to share, Facebook.
Okay. Instagram, Miss ESPN20. Yes, I thought I was going to be Robin Roberts and, you know, Jemele Hill in the future. That's a whole nother story. Facebook, Jashelle Mitchell, first name, last name. And on Twitter, Flint, FLINTMI Bread, BRED, Flint, MI Bread on Twitter.
All right. There you have it. Tiger fans, give her a follow. She is the amazing Chief of Staff and Assistant AD for Football Operations, none other than Jashelle Mitchell.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Absolute pleasure sitting down with you, Jashelle. Learned a lot today. Feel free to come back on Tiger Talk whenever you feel like it.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Tiger Nation. Tigers. Appreciate you.
Guard the yard. Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club is presented by Bet Online.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.